Jumbo Ekabo, welcome to the Rich Immigrant Podcast. This podcast was created to be what the next immigrant needs to thrive and what we need as an immigrant community. In this podcast, we talk about attaining financial independence, living full lives in the new countries we call home, and we'll do all that while talking about topics that pertain to the immigrant community all over the world. We'll do that with grace, with truth, with love, and yes, with great background music. So please, dance into every podcast episode with me. I'm Dio Lateru, and I'm your host. Welcome.
Hey, 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 hello, and welcome back to the Rich Immigrant Podcast. I'm Dee Olateru, and this is season 9, episode 94, and we are back, and let's catch up, okay? Because, yo, what happened? What happened in the last 3.5 months? The plan was for a 6-week break, and somehow your girl was not able to get back up until now. And happy new year, happy new quarter. We're in the second quarter, halfway through the first month of the second quarter. Like, where have I been? Hey, I haven't even posted on Instagram feed since January. Yo. Wow. Anyway, let's catch up. Last time I was signing out for the year, I was heading off to Singapore and Malaysia to ring in the new year. I have this tradition where I ring in the new year somewhere new. And really, compared to previous years, my January through March was supposed to be stable, not as busy. Let me tell you that I feel like I don't even know what hit me those first 3 months of the year. Like, yeah, I don't know. I think this transition is still transitioning, and there are other things that happen. But now I'm actually getting into the busiest time of my work year over the next quarter, and I'm now coming back on the podcast. So anyway, pray for your girl. The goal is to be consistent. And so let's go. So this episode is a bit of a mashup. I didn't want to make any specific topic since I've been gone for such a while. I thought I would just do a comeback and talk about some things that are happening in the personal finance space. And then next week, we'll get into our topics. We talk money, we talk career, we talk all of those things, you know, the way we do here. So sit back, relax, grab a cuppa, and let's just, you know, let's catch up. Oh, man. So Q1, January through March was just life was lifing and work was happening. And I just underestimated the impact of travel on my energy levels and my ability to get through everything I want to get through while still prioritizing work. So in March, I was essentially on the road quite a bit and flying each way 14-hour flights. And that's a lot on your body. So I was in London for work, and then I came back. You know, you're going to London for work, you're dealing with the jet lag, and you are working. It's not a holiday. And then you're working in the daytime, you have social events in the evenings, you come back, deal with the jet lag from being in London. And then by the time I came back from London, my family was here to visit. So I didn't even have time to just relax more, no. And then right when they left, I flew to New York for work, another 14 hours flight each way, jumping straight into work. Dealing with jet lag in New York while working, doing social events related to work in the evenings, and then flying back, another 1 week of jet lag, and the next thing we know is April. And then January, February, I don't know what happened those 2 months. I mean, February, mid-February, my friends came to visit. But before that, I don't even know. It was just work and life. I guess that was my real break from the podcast. And I really thought I would come back the week my friends were coming back. What a joker. I am. I don't know. Anyway, well, I'm back now. But it had me reflecting on, so for Q1, I had quite a few guests. I had my sister and her family visit. I had my college friends visit, all of that stuff. And then when I was in New York for work, I didn't have a lot of time. I had like 1.5 days to see one of my besties and her family. And same thing in London. I tried to see like 3 different sets of friends in 1 day. But anyway, I'm thankful for the chance to just reconnect, right? Because when I'm out here in Tokyo, who do I know? Still building community. And so it's just nice to have those moments to connect. And even without connecting in person, you know, just people that make time to stay in touch, even amidst the chaos of life, and people that also give you grace, because there were weeks where it's like, I don't even have the capacity to catch up on the phone because life is just happening. And I'm finally starting to catch my breath. And I think I'm learning to give grace. You know, I mean, I'm not that I'm learning it today, but I'm reminded to give grace, because there are just some times in our lives where our capacity is just limited. And yes, so somebody may be on Instagram posting a story, but maybe that's just their release from just how hectic and busy life is. I mean, I still think we should still make time for our people, but whew. Life is life in. Anyway, the other thing I've been thinking about is just that, yeah, I just underestimated just the impact of travel and hosting on just energy levels. And so, you know, for those of you that actually love to consistently host, I'm jealous of you, because for me, I love it. I love my people, but it is a lot of energy. Power to you. Okay. And so I'm thankful for the gift of guests, the gift of having people come visit me all the way in Japan, like all the way, thousands of miles. And I can't help but think about, like, when I first came to America, who was coming to see me? I didn't even get to go home for the first 4 years because I could not afford a plane ticket, you know. And, you know, now I've been to the U.S. twice since I've moved here 7 months ago. Such a contrast. And, you know, I know that some people may be in that season where you move to a new country and going home is not even on your mind because the cost is crazy. And I think it's just a reminder that, you know, there are things that happen in one season, but seasons pass and tough seasons pass and seasons where things are tight financially pass. And so now I'm just thankful for the gift of visitors and people that can come visit me. And many of my friends and family, you know, when I was in Scotland, did not have the financial capacity to come and see me. And so I'm also thankful that my people are also kind of doing better financially. And so when I see us, you know, for example, my college roommates came over. And when I remember back to our first trip together, I had just graduated and I was working in the factory at the time. And we each donated maybe $20 or $10 to put gas in our friends' cars. And we went away to a water park town 2 hours away from our college town called Wisconsin Dells. And we had a great weekend. We shared rooms and all that stuff. But that was our first trip, was a 2-hour road trip to a water park type town called Wisconsin Dells. And I'm just so thankful that we have those memories. I'm thankful that we did take that time and that we did not wait, because I think by choosing to go on those trips on our, you know, I was making $10 an hour at that time on our small budget, you know, we cooked, we managed ourselves, you know, we actually did a photo shoot. So if you actually see my friends and I taking photos today, know that it didn't just start in the Instagram age. We took a Wild West photo shoot. And maybe I'll post it in my stories this week just so you guys have reference for what I'm talking about. And so having them there and seeing them come all the way to to Tokyo to see me. Looking at our days of humble beginnings, where all we could afford was to go to a water park, I can't help but be thankful for the journey. But I also can't help but be glad that even when we had little, we did the most with our little. And it doesn't matter whether we are in the Maldives, which by the grace of God we will get to, or we're in Tokyo, or we are in Wisconsin Dells, that we choose to spend time with each other. We choose to take time out of life's hustle and bustle to just enjoy each other's company. These are the things that are priceless, and I pray and hope that we continue to do that, and that even as I, what I'm thinking about now is even just next generation. I think about what am I teaching my nieces about friendship and showing up and making time for people, because I know there's so much, and I think I'll do a friendship episode or a couple this season, but I'm really thinking about, okay, what are my nieces seeing? What does my niece see when she sees me and my friends together? And so it's less about what we tell the next generation, but what we model with the way that we live our lives, the ways that we show up for people, the way that we sacrifice for the people that we love, the ways that we choose to give of our time, which is our most precious resource. Anyway, so yeah, that's something I've been thinking about. You know, God is good. God is good. All right. Something else from a personal finance situation that's been, you know, happening this year is like the whole loud budgeting thing. And, you know, where people on Instagram will be like, oh, watch me as a program manager in tech as I budget my $100,000 salary and my biweekly paycheck. And then they go ahead and write down what they do. Or people say, oh, just watch a daily spend in my life as a tech person in living in New York City. And I think it's good. I think it's the personal finance version of kind of get ready with me. It's like a budget with me. So long as people are not lying, I feel like it's good to kind of see how people kind of manage their finances. Not for comparative purposes, not to make you feel bad, but for you to have other reference points, right? To say, okay, here's somebody at this age making this money in this city. Oh, what does their rent look like? What does their groceries look like? And sometimes, honestly, it can just be entertaining. But I think that financial education, financial awareness, financial conversations are always, always a good idea. So for me, loud budgeting, I love it. The other thing that's been, you know, in the news lately is just the whole big change with commissions and real estate in the US that has just come up. And you know, for the longest time, I mean, it's just been like standard that you pay 6% in commissions. And when I was buying my house, I actually negotiated for less from my buyer, from a buyer side agent, because I found the house myself. And so I'm like, I found the house myself. Usually the buyer's, you know, the buyer's agent's job is to search for houses. So if I've brought the house to you, why am I paying you full price? So I negotiated that he gave me a portion of that commission. And so I put it towards my payments or whatever. Maybe it was still like 3,000 or 2,005 or 2,007, but it was still something, right? And that made a big difference. But the issue now that's come up in the US is that 6% commission on buying or selling a home is gone. And that is massive. And so you can now negotiate, and your agents actually have to earn your business. And so I'm here for it, because these things add up. Closing costs add up. You not pay somebody commission on top of it. And so I'm not against paying commission, but it should not be set in stone. The fee should not be set in stone where crappy realtors or agents still get this standard fee that somebody made up. And so, I'm keen to see, you know, how this goes. I'm keen to see what happens, right? And we'll go from there. So if you're in the market to sell a house, good for you, right? Or even buying a house, good for you, because I think you can negotiate. So those are just two things that are happening in the personal finance space that I wanted to touch on. The commission thing is US specific, whereas the loud budgeting is global. So I mean, I feel like if that's something up your alley, I think, yeah, catch a few loud budgeting accounts on Instagram, or maybe I'll even post some to my stories this week, so you kind of have an example of what I'm talking about. And then from a personal standpoint, I think, I don't know if I mentioned in the last episode, but I actually opened a new high yield savings account. Was it at the end of last year? Yeah. If I mentioned it, sorry for the duplication. It's been 3 months. I forgot. I still have my Capital One, which I've had since I first started trying to get my finances together when I was making $10 an hour. I've had that account. However, I realized that for my older account with Capital One, I have multiple high-yield savings accounts. That's how I split up my sinking funds, emergency fund. They were not paying the most current interest. And I was like, that's not okay. I think that's pretty bad business practice, in that your older customers are being punished because they told me I had to open a different type of high yield savings account to get interest. And then I was trying to do it online. It was giving me errors. It was saying I had to call and verify my identity, which I did for the first account. And then instead, I had to do it again for the second account. I'm like, I don't have time for nonsense. I don't have time for you not to pay me. So I went to Ally and open a high yield savings account, and it's been going well. It's easy. I don't need to have multiple accounts. I just have buckets, and that works. And I'm not, you know, approving or disapproving. I've loved Capital One for, I don't know, more than 15 years. But it was just annoying and a waste of my time. And they should do better from like a customer service standpoint. But I'm not endorsing or unendorsing anyone. The ones that still do have accounts there that I do get the right interest rates on, and that's fine by me. But I just decided to kind of split my stuff across more than one financial institution. So just sharing something that I've done and why. And yes, there's more to talk about, but we'll delve into that in other episodes as we carry on in this season. But I wanted to say Happy New Year, happy second quarter, and I hope you're doing well. I feel like this year, you know, has been great in many ways, but it has also come with some other roller coasters that I'm just like, Jesus, help you, girl. But anyway, it is lovely to be back. I am actually recording this from my hotel in Vietnam because I told myself I'm not getting on my flight without recording an episode. And so my taxi to the airport comes in 30 minutes, and I'm just going to wrap up this episode. So I'm so glad. I'm committing to consistency no matter what, and I'm glad I recorded this just before the end of my holiday. I spent the past week in Cambodia and Vietnam, and I love Southeast Asia, and your money goes far here, man, so far. Stay in nice hotels for cheap, and like, I'm staying in a $50 hotel right now. Anyway, maybe I'll do a travel episode later if you guys want, but gonna wrap this up, hit stop, pack up my hand luggage, and I'm Tokyo bound, going back home and getting into, you know, a pretty hectic season at work, but I'm trusting God for his capacity and guidance, and I'm hoping to be better disciplined at certain aspects of my life, which I've been struggling with for a long time, but, well, We try again. All right. Thank you so much for being here. And thanks to those that have reached out and be like, when is the podcast coming back? Thank you. Or like maybe 10 of you. I appreciate you so much. You give me the ginger to come back. And now we're back. And I can't wait to catch up with you next week. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. Cheers. Bye.
Hey there, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Rich Immigrant Podcast. Before you go, I'd like you to know that there will always be room for you at this table. And as I wrap this up, I'd like to ask for your help with a few things to help support and amplify the message of the podcast. First, please subscribe. Click the subscribe button and that way you're notified of new episodes. Second, if you enjoyed this episode, please write and review the podcast. That way you're signaling to Apple that the content here is, you know what, popping, and you amplify our message to other potential listeners. And last but not least, please follow us on Instagram at The Rich Immigrant. And as we go out into the world, I hope that you're encouraged to show up and live fully in whatever country you've chosen to call home. Ciao, bye, au revoir. See you next time.